Secondly, the only query I'm getting right now is whether there's a possibility you go to Frank Dobie's funeral. I'm sending a suggested statement back for you that Buzz prepared. Willie Day just brought it back.
I don't know anything about the funeral. Who's asking?
AP. Frank Cornell. Doug Cornell, I'm sorry.
I just tell him that the funeral hadn't been set. You haven't asked me that, and I've got to be in West Virginia tomorrow, you know. I'd say the odds are against it, but I'm tired of labeling these things meetings. Now, I want you to quit labeling these political and non-political. Whoever labeled the California thing is non-political. I want them to stop it.
That wasn't me, sir.
Well, you labeled the Florida one non-political the other day.
No, I didn't.
Well, your office did. And they keep saying Johnson's press office, so I just can't do it. So just say now, you made a rule not to label them, and the appropriate officials and the executive department will reimburse the committee on all the trips, and that you expect practically everything will be reimbursable, although we never mention politics from here on out. I can't take a funeral, or obviously I got to go to a NATO conference or something, but I'm not going to label them political or non-political, and just tell Kilroy, whatever his name is, to be damn sure to cut it out. This statement's all right.
Okay, sir. I'll just put that out as a statement, and I'll just go over the schedule for tomorrow with them. I think you handled all the questions they really had.
Sarah's got a bunch about that outfit. I just post the schedule. I wouldn't try to get in the paper. I just hand them out the stuff, but don't go in there and go to answer a bunch of questions now, because we'll mess up what we've done. I think we've done pretty well.
Okay, so now, on this transcript of your briefing.
Tell that White House boy to the New York Times, I sure am grateful for his memorandum.
Right, I'll do that, sir.
Yorkshire.
That's right, sir. Oh, one other thing,
I hope he does a story on it.
I think he may well do it. Oh, one other thing on the Warren Commission report for Monday.
What do you mean for Monday?
Well, you're supposed to get it delivered to you Monday. And the query is whether it should be put on the record or not.
That I'm getting it Monday?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I'd take a little time. I don't think we need to rush in on that thing. And
Bundy and I are meeting with bureau chiefs and Al Friendly. And,
well, I ought to have been meeting a week ago. And I've asked him to do it 2 weeks ago. So please don't start your meetings after you get the report gone. Get your folks in and decide what the hell you're going
to
do with it.
We've talked to all these people individually.
All right, what do they say?
They want to...
What do they say?
They think that it should be... you've got two points of view. Al Friendly believes that we should just lock people up in a room for about 6 hours. And then have the report released at the end of the 6 hours. Scotty Rustin, on the other hand, wants it about a week in advance. And my own judgment is that it should be there should be an in-between point. That we put it out, let's say, Friday around noon. And that with two embargoes on it, one that it cannot be moved on the wire until Saturday evening, and two that it be released to the public for Monday morning.
Well, won't you break it to all radios and televisions that way, and a lot of folks?
On 6:30, yes, sir. That is the fairest time I can find. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of difficulties with fairness in this because of the different production problems.
Why in the hell didn't they get it to you this Friday, then? Why did they make you wait a week?
Well, they didn't have it ready, sir.
Well, then I'd tell them to hold it a little bit. You won't put it out Friday and get it over here to you along the middle of the week or latter part of it, so we won't be leaking it.
Okay.
What do you want to sit on your ass with it for a week?
I don't particularly, sir. It's just a question of formal presentation.
All right, I tell Rankin, we'd like to put it out Friday if you could get it to us about next Thursday.
Okay, I think that's wise. I think Bundy will agree with it.
Yeah, Bundy to get a hold of him and try to work it out.
Right, sir, we just won't go into it Monday. Good. Because I think the closer you get it to when they put it out, the better.
All right, that's right.
And now these people I'm getting together with today, I want them to sort of talk themselves into certain things so they're all together and so nobody thinks that we're just being arbitrary here. On the other hand, I don't want us to lose control over it either.
Okay.
You bet, sir.